Hello, everyone. This is Aaron Owens again, the Aaron Owens Show. Second episode of, ever. I guess today I'll be talking about these trades. It's crazy because, you know, the NFL trade deadline comes and goes. It just comes and goes. Nothing just might be a little something. Because if you understand, it's not like the NBA. The NBA trade deadline is in December. And, You have like 3-4 months to get your player acclimated. It's like NFL, you only got 16 games. It's different. I mean, NBA, you run plays, but you know, you can kind of go off a flow and just go off of trying to find the open spots and make cuts and stuff like that. Like NFL, it's all these, you gotta learn all these new plays. You gotta fit into a scheme. It's just so much more with less games to get acclimated. Cause, like that. And then baseball, they got shifts and plays and stuff like that. But still, baseball. Take the ball, try to have a fair, you know, stay at their defense, try to catch the ball if it comes your way. Not saying that it's not hard, but I'm saying it's just more simpler than football. Football is just a lot going into it where you get traded to a new team in the middle of the season. So, shock and trade. I'm shocked. But I'm really shocked about the Jay Ajayi. I did not see that coming at all. I heard that they were saying that they were kind of irritated with him missing, you know, calls and blocks and assignments. But I'm like, still, he just, okay, even having, I guess you can say a rough year this year. It looked like he still might rush for 1,000 yards. But it's like, you don't give him up for a fourth rounder. Like, this man has went to the Pro Bowl. He, what, had 200-yard rushing games last year? It's like, It's kind of whack. It kind of seemed like they tanking, but it's like they still, I guess, got a chance theoretically. I think it's over for them though. But yeah, so they traded him. He ran for 1,000 yards, Pro Bowl, for a fourth rounder. Are you serious? You at least got to give me a 3 and a 4 off of what he has done. Not just a fourth rounder. Let alone the Eagles good. So if the Eagles, you know, go all the way or, you know, have a deep playoff run, it'd be a late fourth round pick. So it's like, I mean, but it's like, you can't really, I mean, he was drafted in the fifth round, so it's like, I guess you're getting better value, I guess, but that's still shocking. So it's like, now, looking at them, it's like, well, they get Saquon Barkley if they keep on losing, or trade up and get him, or get a Darius Geis, or get a Nick Chubb next year in the draft, because right now they really don't have, I mean, they got Kenyon Drake. I mean, he's okay. I thought he was going to be like a Jamal Charles type of player. I mean, he might be. Because he's good. He's not big, but he can run in between and out the tackles. And he can also, solid catcher. He can do multiple things, kick return and all that type of stuff. But that was a big shocker. Garoppolo, that was a shocker because how come they couldn't have did this a long time ago? So he could have been playing. They probably would have at least 3 wins. Because I can see, from watching him play, I think he's going to be good. You know, he's probably the best. He's the best Tom Brady backup there's ever been to me. I could see him being like actually good, like a Kirk Cousins type of good, maybe even better. I'm saying at least as good as that. So that's pretty good to me in my eyes, probably as good as Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins can at least take you to the playoffs. And I know from what I see, he's not like Kirk Cousins. He might make some stupid mistakes. I see that he would take what he's not a system quarterback, but he won't. Like Alex Smith, he won't. I can see from the way he played, he's not going to make the mistake to make you lose a game. At least we got to see if he's going to be better than that. Like, where can he go out there and win games? I think he will be able to. Because when he went into the draft, I thought that he was at least. I ain't gonna lie, I messed up. I thought Blake Bortles was the best quarterback in that draft. That was from what he did in college. It looked like he was going to be. So I had Garoppolo as a third ranked quarterback in that draft in 2014. And I had Derek Carr going number one. Not number one, but like the second best quarterback. But yeah, I like what I saw from Garoppolo last year. From last year. And, you know, through preseason. So I like the trade. I just think it should have happened in the summer. So you could have, I mean, I can kind of see, was the Patriots asking for too much in the summer? And then they just, at this point, was like, okay, we'll just give you this. Maybe the 49ers, the other team, just didn't want to give up a first round off of so much limited playing time. But also, did they ask for too much back then where teams didn't want to jump in and take that player, or was it just, it might sound crazy, but did you think that they might just try to tank? I mean, they still feel like they can get Garoppolo, because this season, you know, they wasn't going to do nothing. So were they trying to tank and then try to get Garoppolo next year, even though they just now got him? But I'm talking about as if before this just happened. So were they thinking like, okay, we'll get Garoppolo next year or draft a quarterback, but this year let's just forget about it so we can have keep our options open. So if you know, Garoppolo, whatever, we take him. If he's not there, then we can go ahead and get this quarterback with like the first, second, or third pick. So with now with that, I think more so what they need the most to me now, because I mean their offensive line isn't great, but it's okay. So with the draft for the 49ers next year, I would say really you could trade back and get a few picks because they really need some receivers now. And that's really from this draft coming up. I don't really see any receivers that are deserving of, you know, a top 5 pick, 1, 2, 3, 4, or top 10 picks. So I would trade back probably 10, 15 spots or whatever, get you some more picks, or possibly go on the defensive side and get a, I really don't, I mean, I know the players, you know, some players, big players, but I just can't think of any right now. Get like a top corner, they need some DBs too, so maybe get some top 5 corner or whatever, or just trade back and, you know, go from there. And get a couple of receivers, but also you got free agency, so you know. But they got Pierre Garçon, he's cool. Marquise Goodwin, you know, he's a slot guy for real. So they need, you know, another receiver. So, yeah, that looks, I guess, cool, but I would have made it earlier. Because I understand knowing that you're not going to be good, but I can't try. I mean, they trying to win, but, you know, if I had the opportunity to get Garoppolo way before to give me the best chance to win, then that's what I'm going to do in the offseason so I can learn the playbook and all that stuff. Because now it's like, he's not going to play this week. He's not going to play next week. He's not going to. I can honestly say that he might probably not play, I say at least 2-3 weeks, maybe even 4. Because it's like, you don't want to throw him. I mean, because, you know, other players we've seen in the past, like players get signed to play quarterback, and sometimes they might play with an old offense coordinator, so they know, you know, the premises of the system. So they would, you know, throw them out there and they would know, you know, quite a few plays. But that wasn't like, it was just a bridge quarterback. So it wasn't like, you already know this player was a decent quarterback. You knew he wasn't going to be great. So it's not like, you're not trying to throw Garoppolo out there and mess up all his confidence and have him thinking, oh, I can't do it no more because I'm doing bad because you're just throwing me out there. So if I was them, I'd sit him maybe 3-4, maybe 5 weeks, and then start put them in there, see what can happen. And then also, let me see, what other trade happened? DeJuan Brown, it's like him. It's like he ain't even had to leave Seattle. It's like they played that game. It was like, hey, DeJuan, we can't tell you, but don't even get on the plane. Just stay in Seattle. That's what it's like for them. So they gave up. I'm happy they didn't give up Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham is just good. He's still as good as Saints Jimmy Graham. It's just that the system that he's in, they don't value him as much as Drew Brees. He still can ball. Not saying like he's being force fed, like being just getting thrown at all the time, like when he shouldn't be. He's still that good. It's just that, you know, they just got other weapons and they're just built differently. So that's why he doesn't have a huge number like he did. So yeah. So I'm happy they kept him and stuck with him because Luke Wilson is cool. Yeah, I like him. He's solid. You know, he ran like a 4.46 40. You know, kind of some athleticism. But Graham is still Graham to me. They just, you know, different offense, different things happen. But I would still keep him. That's good that they kept him. So DeJuan Brown, you know, one of the top left tackles out there. You know, he sat out like the first 7 weeks. Got what he wanted. I mean, I guess he still wants some more money. But, I mean, he's in a new situation. So I think he's not going to, you know, try to trip on this and just be like, okay, don't mess this up. I think Houston could be a Super Bowl caliber team in a couple of years, but he's on a team that has a real good chance now. You know, help bring, you know, some stability to at least one piece of the offensive line. Try to help them out because, you know, Russell Wilson is getting killed. So I like that pick. They didn't really give up that much. I mean, they gave up a second and a fifth, but it wasn't like they gave up a boatload. So I'm cool with that. Also, he's about, like, 28, 20. He's, like, I think about 30 or something now. So, they didn't throw the kitchen sink at him for him. They gave him Jeremy Lane. I like him in the slot as a corner. But, you know, they feel, I feel like they got this persona that for all their corners is that next man up. They feel confident, all of them. And I feel like that's what you see. Like Jeremy Lane was doing, you know, he did a solid job. Byron Maxwell, the best he was ever was at the top of his game. He was with Seattle. I feel like with them, you just had that DB group. I feel like they just have this confidence where just all of them have it. I feel like they all just, because they feel like, it's hard to explain. I just feel like their DB room is so good. I feel like that they just had this, they have this confidence about themselves. They all the DBs, you know, since seem to have their solid, good moments. They don't feel like, oh, this DB is horrible or that DB is horrible when they take it. They all feel like they can contribute in some type of way. So, you know, so we'll see how, you know, how he'll be without being in the Legion of Boom. But also, that was, as it seems to, we still at the 4 o'clock, but this Calvin Johnson rumor is got dying down. I mean, if the Eagles made that trade, then it'd be tough not to say that they would go to the Super Bowl. I mean, Calvin Johnson still, he still got the juice for me. He can still go out there and get, not now because it's halfway through the season, but he can go out there and get 1,000 yards, 11 touchdowns, stuff like that. And also, if you look at it, he got a year of rest on his body, taking no hits, not taking no hits, no surgery, no draining the knee, no finger issues, stuff like that. So he's taking a complete rest for his body. So he's fresh. I mean, he'd be rusty, but, you know, his body's fresh. So that means that's good. So if he come back, I wouldn't be shocked if he was, you know, still the same, you know, being a beast out there. But if it does happen by 4 o'clock, he will never play again. Because if you think about it, I don't think he's going to come back. I mean, you never know. But coming back after sitting out 2 years, it's like 2 full years. It's like, I just don't think it's going to happen. He'll be 33. I mean, he'll be 33 by time next year's season starts, like September 29th. So I don't believe that if he doesn't somehow get on the team by the end of the day, then I think he won't ever play again. I hope he plays again. I want him to put his numbers, you know, extend his numbers, you know, but I still think that even if he doesn't come back, he'll be a Fresh Bowl Hall of Famer within the next 5 years. He'll be one of the youngest ones to, you know, get inducted to the Hall of Fame. I think if he, yeah, first ballot. Is there anything else that happened? Not really. I'm seeing these Jarvis Landry rumors. I think they shouldn't do it because that's Kenny Stills cool. Devontae Parker still, you know, trying to break out. Devontae Parker solid. He'll get you maybe about 60 catches, get you about 800 yards, or maybe like 5 or 6 touchdowns a year. That's solid. But you know, for where they drafted him, I believe they drafted him with like the 12th or 13th pick. I know it was top 15. So they're expecting, you know, try to get some, you know, maybe some A.J. Green type of, he got the body type, I guess. You know, he has, runs about a 4.5 40, about 6'3". So, I mean, they're asking, they're hoping that becomes to like a Josh Gordon, A.J. Green, Mike Evans type of talent. But right now it's looking just, you know, decent. He's not a bust, but he's not doing what they would expect from him. So with him, that's, so with Jarvis Landry, that doesn't, with me saying, talking about Devontae and Kenny Stills, Jarvis Landry is the best receiver they have, man. He's just, if you look at it pound for pound, like in a slot, man, he's literally the best. You can go Julian Edelman, you could talk about, you know, other guys, Julian Edelman, Amendola, Chris Hogan, you know, Tavon Austin, but you know, you can talk about all these slot dudes. Jarvis Landry is the best slot receiver in the league. He can play on the outside too, but he's a killer in the slot, man. He gets so many catches. When I think of yards after catch, his name comes up in the dictionary, him and Antonio Brown. Like, he's the only knock on him is that he just doesn't really get any touchdowns. But besides that, he's a beast, man. So I wouldn't, if they trade him, if I was him, I would want to get traded, because I'd be like, I'd just be pissed. Like, you just traded our Pro Bowl running back for a 4th-round pick. Like, are you serious? If I was him, I'd be ready to go. But if I was the Dolphins, I wouldn't do it. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, at this point, if they did that, for their top, you know, 2 offensive players, even though, you know, they still got a good defense for real, I would say just go ahead and gut it. Just gut it and restart, because, you know, Jay Cutler is going to be there maybe this year, next year. Tannehill keeps on getting hurt. So, I mean, it's really like gut it and restart, even though they really just kind of just restarted a few years ago. Sign, just go ahead and not the team, but gut that offense and just not the, gut the offense. Go ahead and maybe like to get in Lamar Jackson, Rosen from UCLA, or and Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, maybe Sam Darnold. So I will go ahead and start looking for that. But hopefully something else big happens today. I think it could be. I wouldn't be shocked. But it was a shocking day. I wouldn't be shocked because of what we saw earlier today. So I would expect maybe to see something big. But the day was still a shock because trade deadline comes and goes. Nothing never happens. It's always some this little left tackle that's like a second stringer just got traded for a seventh rounder. And then like this third string quarterback just got traded for like a fifth rounder. Like it's always that little petty stuff. It ain't nothing. Ain't no real stuff until this year. Because, you know, a lot of the trade deadline, not the trade deadline, but a lot of the trades, there's a lot of the trades happening right before the season. Like, I can't pinpoint no name because I just can't come up with one right now, but I know there's a lot of solid trades happening in preseason. So, you know, that's what I was thinking. Okay, that's our new trade deadline, basically. But, yeah, this is an interesting day. And then game six is today. I give it to the Astros. They got Verlander. They got past Kershaw. So now, you know, they probably going to put, I don't know if they're going to put Yu Darvish on the, I didn't hear who's going to be on the mound, but I wouldn't think it would be Yu Darvish, especially after that two-winning game the other day. But I think a lot of people thinking, since they're going home, they're thinking they're going to push it to game seven. I got the Astros today. I got them winning 5-3. I'll give the MVP to, George Springer. But yeah, that's what I think so far about the trade deadline. I'll get back to you guys later. I feel like I did a way better job with the second episode. As of right now, my plans are to have, you know, probably 15 to 20 minute episodes. Maybe when I, because, you know, it's just one segment. Maybe when I get time on the weekend, I might push it up to multiple segments in one and push it up to an hour. But I think I did all right today, considering I still didn't look at any papers or nothing like that or go over any data.